This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Scott Hannon here for a very special Thanksgiving Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Back on Veterans Day, we hosted a whole two-hour program where we honored veterans. So buckle up. You're going to enjoy this special edition of Thanksgiving Day. What's on Your Mind? It's a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Whether you're tuned into 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, AM 11.
Do you put like every city around
there? We do, yeah. We have a lot of communities right in the metro.
Oh, yeah.
You should try it. Bismarck, Mandan, Lincoln.
Oh, we do that every once in a while.
Add Lincoln.
Yeah. Well, with 550, I mean, we could be through the whole show
doing it. Right.
Winnipeg.
Here. Yeah. Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
1090 KTGO and 1460 in Dickinson as well. Thanks. Glad you're listening. Glad you're locked on. We appreciate you very much. My name is Scott Hennon. Today, we, on this program, What's on Your Mind, would like you to join us in thanking veterans. We're going to make today's show about veterans. The vast majority of our program today will be about veterans who have defended this country. I have a little bit of commentary to start on a couple things that are in the news, but then I am going to introduce the first of several veterans that will be joining us on the program today. Really looking forward to the conversation. Before we get started with our salute to veterans today on What's on Your Mind, however, I would like to take a little time to talk about gratitude and Thanksgiving and welcome your comments on this as well. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have the What's on Your Mind hotline at 855-200-1776. I always appreciate on holidays like this finding out what you are most thankful about. And I love holidays like this because it forces us to think about it, right? The routines are out the window. We're doing something on a Thursday that we wouldn't normally be doing on a Thursday. We're going to and from family. We're having dinner. All the usual routines and the daily grind are set aside to sit down, have a meal, be with friends and family, and think. Honestly, just spend a little time noodling the idea of gratitude. It's Thanksgiving Day. A day designed not for turkey and football, a day designed to say thank you and think about what we're most thankful for. So what are you most thankful for? Tell me at 855-200-1776, extension 1. Take a minute just to tell me everything you're thankful about. We have had a difficult 100-plus days here in this part of the Northern Plains, yet I'm thankful that it can happen how it's happened here differently than anywhere on the planet Earth. So we have to be thankful that whether we agree or disagree, whether we like the ideas somebody's espousing, what they stand for, what they believe, they're free to say it. They're free to do it because we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. My patience has been tested more times than not throughout this entire episode. And ironically, here we are on Thanksgiving Day, and it was, right, the pilgrims and the Native Americans that sat down and gave thanks how many years ago? And right now, fast forward to 2016, we have an epic dispute, a historic gathering of the Native American tribes that hasn't happened in 100-plus years. Right here in North Dakota. Unfortunately, it's not a gathering that says, how can we stand together as Native brothers and sisters against ending what has become a very difficult way of life in many places called Indian country in this United States of ours. It isn't about how do we stamp out diabetes or alcoholism or how do we take on child abuse or how do we provide more opportunities, more jobs, more education for Native Americans. It's, in my view, extreme environmentalists who are more and more morphing towards eco-terrorists, co-opting, using Native American tribes and the crosses that they have borne, the injustices that they've received over the years, using those to advance their cause on something that really is, I would argue, silly on its face. But that's the crux of the argument. I don't want to get into that today. It's Thanksgiving, right? That's what we've been debating these last 100 days. What I'm thankful for is we can do it, we can watch it unfold, and have it end very differently than it would end in many other places around the globe. God forbid there has not been life lost, significant, you know, injuries that we know of to this point. So let's be thankful for that after these last 100 days. Let's be thankful for those men and women in law enforcement who turned their lives upside down from every corner of North Dakota, our National Guard, our Highway Patrol, our sheriff deputies, our local police department, as well as neighboring law enforcement, and now a few federal officials. Some Thanksgiving they're having. They're away from family and friends. They're not doing what we all take for granted. They're having to be in the middle of this. So thank God for them as well, our law enforcement, at a time that's been very, very challenging for them all across the country. Just for being who they are, law enforcement officers, they're attacked. So let's be thankful for them. I'm thankful for you, our listeners as well, who are here day in and day out with us, participating in a conversation. This is the kind of media I love, the journalism I love. Real people asking questions, newsmakers put on the spot, transparency, it's all right here. And I really enjoy doing it. So God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening. And there's so many people I'm thankful for, but I'm dying to hear who you're thankful for as well. 855-200-1776, extension 1 today. And I dedicate today's program to the men and women who've defended that freedom that we're thankful for as we say thanks to our veterans. We're going to talk to a 92-year-old B-17 gunner from Minot, North Dakota, a fellow by the name of Leo McCalkey, 35 missions. We're going to talk to a B-17 navigator, both World War II veterans, Hiram Drake. We're going to talk to Rusty Ort, who was a part of Operation Iraqi Freedom, 191 Military Police, the North Dakota National Guard, are part of that effort. Rusty, unfortunately, had a significant injury, owns the distinction of having the worst known brain injury ever scanned by a member of the military. And thanks to some incredible hyperbolic oxygen treatment, ended up being able to be functional, but still obviously carrying the cross of that challenging time. And also Tom Campbell addressed. Tom's dad, Paul, was also on a B-17. So the B-17 crews are well represented on our Veterans Day tribute today. All right, a couple of shout-outs here, and then we're going to meet our vets on What's on Your Mind Today. Let's celebrate our heroes, shall we? Let's go to Epping. Mike has a shout-out. Mike?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, sir.
I want to shout-out to my dad. He volunteered after Pearl Harbor. He's 91 years old. He stormed 4 beaches in World War II at 19 years old.
There's some guts for you. What's his name?
George. George Herring.
All right. Is your dad still alive?
Yes, sir. Still mows his yard and everything.
He mows his yard, for crying out loud. What up,
sir? He's still moving and driving. He shouldn't be driving, but he does anyway.
We won't tell anybody. Well, you tell George hi for us, and thanks for calling, Mike, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. John and Napoleon, shout out for a vet. Take it away.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is John from Napoleon. When I was in Korea, I earned the title no soldier ever was or ever will be. I still remember my captain. That was Captain Eby. He called me and he said, I heard nothing but good things about you. I'm going to give you a title no soldier ever was or ever will be. The title is Motor Transportation Foreman. He goes, motor means trucks, transportation. You're hauling the companies up to Old Baldy, and foreman, you are the foreman of your regiment. There is no soldier that holds this title. I'd like to know if there's another soldier out there can say, hey, I too have a title that no soldier. And here's another good one. When I made soldier out of my division, over 50,000 soldiers, they sent me to Japan with a fighter plane. Just before we got to Japan, the pilot said, soldier, do not open your seatbelt. Because we'll lower down so many hundreds of feet, and then when I start turning, you can look out your window, and you can look down Mount Fuji. Before I forget, as far as I could see, that was a big hole. That's one of the biggest volcanoes in the world, but there was no fire down there. Many, many, many years ago, that used to bring fires out there.
Wow, interesting stories, John. Thank you, and kudos to you on that. Accolades for being, obviously, a North Dakotan with a work ethic that garners you a title nobody else had. Pretty cool. This is just a great day to be thankful for our veterans. As we say thank you for the freedom that we enjoy. Thank you for all the blessings that we have. And you know what? Very few of these would be possible without the blood spilled by our veterans. And so it's appropriate today on Thanksgiving Day that we say thank you to those vets. That's for sure. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it very much. And we'll take a short break and back with more of our special Thanksgiving Day program after this.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody, I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you. Hi, Scott Hinnon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juben. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
And we're back with a special Thanksgiving Day edition of What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I've been putting up some really neat videos lately about all the different products that use, you know, petroleum. And it really, you know, your iPhone is one of my favorites. But there are many, many examples of those. And, you know, it's kind of fun to remind people of that every once in a while. So Anyway, check that out, and you'll find it online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on their Facebook page. Video I watched yesterday talked about keeping traditions alive, keeping you safe out there doing a little hunting. So check that out. Okay, let's continue our shout-out to veterans. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments with a shout-out to veterans at 800-228-0550. And with us in studio today, we have a number of veterans we're going to chat with. Hiram Drockey is here. Hiram was a navigator on a B-17. Hiram is a legend to folks that have ever walked the campus of Concordia College, is a great author, a great storyteller, and a great veteran. Hiram, nice to have you here.
Glad to be here.
And Tom Campbell is a friend of mine. Tom and I were talking the other day, and he had bumped into you at the Rough Rider Award presentation for the Dahl family for Eugene Dahl's induction into the North Dakota Rough Rider Hall of Fame. And you two at that event found out that Tom, your dad, and Hiram had a little something in common on a B-17. Tell that story.
It was interesting. We went out and ate afterwards. I think we talked for 2 hours about our common denomination of the B-17 plane. Of course, I'm here representing my dad. I'm not a veteran, and it's because of the fact that my dad and veterans like Hiram, you know, risked their lives for our freedom that, Scott, I didn't even have to register for the draft when I turned 18. I think it was only like 2 or 3 years in 1976 and 77, you know, because of the veterans. So I really appreciate Hiram and Dad and all the veterans for what they did that, you know, so many people just take it for granted. And so I'm here. I feel like I shouldn't be here. I'm not a veteran, but I'm representing my dad. And what he did, it was phenomenal. You know, they were stationed in England, and he was there the first part of the war where he almost did 50 tours, which was almost impossible. The book that my sister Diane wrote for him was called Guardian Angel. He should have been knocked out after 10 or 15 missions, and one mission was flying, you know, leaving England, flying the channel, bombing different targets in Europe, and then flying back in 10 to 12 hours. And the first year and a half, it was 50% of the planes that left didn't come back. And it was like, I go, Dad, you know, were you ever scared? I remember asking him this. He's been dead now for 5 years. And I said, you know, if you had a buddy that was another pilot or like Hiram, I said, you know, you looked at each other, you're flipping a coin. One of us isn't coming back. We're either shot down or POWs. And here's what he said. He said, you know, we were too young and patriotic to ever take the time to be scared. And I just thought that was so cool because back then, you know, they all registered or went into the war because of the Pearl Harbor bombing in 1940. And it was just, I just appreciated so much to have people like you, Hiram, that took the call and stood up against our tyrants, enemies. Nobody liked war. Dad didn't like war, but you're always going to have the evil tyrants like the Hitlers and so forth to stop them. And just thank you, Hiram, and all the veterans out there. Hiram, when you were, during your time, were you ever scared? And what went through your mind? Like, you know, the question I asked my dad, you know, were you ever scared, or were you too young and patriotic, or do you, because that, to me, you know, in this day and age, if somebody's going to do something for the day for 10 hours, then you got a 50-50 chance of living, I think I'd be scared.
The closest I came to that was in one of my sixth mission, and we had 3 and 4 engine knocked out, and our plane went into a spin. And the centrifugal force was so strong that I could not move, and I saw the earth coming towards me. And my total thought at that time was, my folks are going to feel bad when they get a telegram, killed in combat. And people have asked me, were I scared? Well, I can't say that I was. Maybe I was numb or something. But I knew I was going to crash. There was no doubt about it. And then, quite interestingly, at 4,000 feet, the pilots were able to pull the spin out of the plane out of the spin. And then later on, we found out that that was aerodynamically impossible to pull a 4-engine plane out of a spin. So, what caused that?
That's kind of exciting, and you know, you obviously have lived to tell about it. I know when my dad and Scott, they had radio back in 1940 in December. He remembered at the farm back in, you know, Grafton, North Dakota, listening, and they were advertising wanting people to enlist. Because you got to remember, prior to that Pearl Harbor bombing, there was a lot of people. Remember Joe Kennedy, and a lot of people were against going into the war. Hitler had been taking over a lot of countries in Europe, and there was this big division. A lot of people from the United States didn't want to get into war, but it was the Pearl Harbor that forced, or just automatically, a lot of the patriotics just said they're going to listen. You told me earlier, Hiram, that your dad said you're going. He just said, he looked and you said you're going, right? Or reference
just like that,
me.
He says, "Well, you know where you're going." It was just that simple, and then we just focused everything we could, get all the education I could, because I knew I didn't want to be laying in a foxhole, and I'm not any good with a rifle. So I thought, well, let's fly. And one day, 120 of us from Gustavus went to the federal building and volunteered to get in the service. 22 of those 120 went into the Air Corps, the other one in the Navy, and that. And to get into the Air Corps flying crew, you had to volunteer. And the reason you had to be above average in IQ, and you had to volunteer. And the reason for that is they had no idea what the death loss was going to be. And it's rather interesting, because as it came out, of the 100,000 of us that were in the 8th Air Force, 42,000 of them did not come back. And now that's a 42% loss rate. That's almost as bad as on the highways today with the road rage we have by the young people, I suppose. But it's rather interesting, because you circle down, and 22,000 of those 42,000 lost were killed in action. The other 20,000 were prisoners of war and got loose after the war. And, of course, let's face it, they were not getting every food, bit of food and that they could, but you have to understand that the Germans were not eating very well either.
Wow, great. I just love those stories. I could listen to them all day. Tom, when you were young, did you ask your dad questions like that?
Yes, I did. We had to kind of pry him, because he wouldn't voluntarily talk about it, because he had some, you know, a lot of bad memories flying for 12 hours with one of your best friends that's dead sitting in the plane. That happened many times, and seeing other planes in your formation shot down. So we had to pry it out of him, but once he got going, then he would tell us a lot of stories, and it was kind of fun to experience that. I feel like I was in the plane myself, right, listening to my dad. So
love those stories. So Tom in West Fargo, Jim in Fargo, and Joan in Bismarck have a story to share about a veteran as well. We'll do that when we come back. 800-228-0550 and more with Hiram Drockey and Tom Campbell. Stay tuned.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We're back on a special Thanksgiving Day edition of What's On Your Mind. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you go online, you'll find them at secureenergyfuture.org. One of my favorite things there is a little widget that is a calculator. And what it allows you to do is to say, if the Clean Power Plan becomes the law of the land, if it's not overturned in court, if it's upheld, and it becomes the policy governing carbon emissions in this country, how will that affect me, my bottom line, my bill from XL Energy or MDU or Cass County Electric or, you know, McKenzie County, like whatever, any of your rural co-ops, wherever you get your power, how will it affect me? What will the impact be? Otter Tail Power Company bill comes and it's going to be this. It tells you. So check that out. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. It also allows you to let elected leaders know you're watching this and you care. And really what these folks are saying is they want an all-of-the-above energy solution. We need it all to keep affordable, reliable energy. Can't pick winners and losers. So find out more online at secureenergyfuture.org. All right. We got to get Rusty in here, too. He keeps moving away from the microphone. These veterans, if you ever need to know true humility, it's veterans. It's just unbelievable.
You're so right.
They personify true. I mean, there's a lot of people who fiend humility, right?
Yeah, well, no. Don't say anything about me.
Does anybody say anything about me?
Don't they run for office, please?
Don't start on politicians or Campbell will give us grief here now. But we love them all. So we've got to get Rusty in here, too, and others. Tom in West Fargo had a story about a veteran. Tom, tell me.
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my dad. He's passed away some time ago. But he was in the China, Burma, India theater, and he was in the jungles. And he said walking in, well, he had a lot of stories, but one of the, walking in, he said you walked, one man walked forward, and you walked, the other man walked in his steps backwards. And you had to walk for all the Japanese snipers in the jungle. And then also I want to give a shout out to my father-in-law, who was also in World War II. He was in Africa, he was at Normandy, he was in the Battle of the Bulge, and he was in other ones. And he has also since passed away. And just he would never volunteer. He never told my wife, he never told her any stories. He'd tell me, but he wouldn't tell her. He was very, very humble, very quiet. But he'd tell other guys, but he didn't tell his wife very much of the stuff that went on. So I just thought I had nothing but respect for all veterans, and I'm not one, and I wish I could have served. I wish I could have served, but I didn't. But anyway, I just wanted
appreciate,
to do that.
Appreciate that. Glad you did, Tom. Thanks so much. Joan and Bismarck, we had you in queue next year, and now I lost our connection to you, so apologize for that. Try back. We'll jump to Jim in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Got to give out to Joe Posh in Argusville. As a 19-year-old boy, he was sent in the ground troops into Japan after the bombings of Hiroshima and that. And my father-in-law, Dwayne Donnelly from Perm, he was in the Battle of the Bulge served in Germany for 2 years. And also, I wanted to comment on, I got a call from four guys I served with in the 60s. And every one of them said, Hans, were you as happy Wednesday morning as we were? Every veteran I've talked to is very happy about the election. So I compare that to these whining little children that are out demonstrating. I go, where would I want my future, in the hands of veterans or with these whining little children? I don't know.
Yeah, no kidding, Jim. Appreciate the call. Still want to know what they're protesting. I don't get it, but they ought to thank veterans for being able to do it. I'm curious, Tom and Hiram. Hiram, I'll start with you. I mean, every day, whether you're writing one of your great books or doing a little research or whatever you're doing all these years later, is there ever a day that you don't in some way reflect back on that time, that momentous time and your service? I mean, the danger you were in, obviously, the adrenaline that came from that, the camaraderie from your brothers, does that stay with you every day?
I think about it a lot, and actually the thing that really opened me up is when my son decided to make a model plane. And it turned out that it had the same call numbers as our plane did in England, a B-17. And that choked me up. And he has that. And, of course, it will go to the Fargo Air Museum when he's ready to give it up. But, when it bothers me today is how little interest our current college students have about the past wars. And I know when I started school that you were concerned about what was going on and taking place. And like I said, my dad said, you know where you're going. And I never hesitated. I can say that I never once regretted that I was in the service while I was there. Things were going fast. We got a tremendous education there. And the camaraderie, it was just tremendous, especially among the crew of the plane. Because when you're in there together, you're 10 of your people, and you've all got to do your job. It was... sobering, but I never heard anybody really complain about why we were over there.
Rusty, you completed your degree at NDSU not long ago, doing it as a non-traditional learner. After your tour of duty, how old were you when you graduated?
I was 52 when I graduated NDSU.
So there's a few, whippersnappers running around campus. To Hiram's point, did you get a sense that your fellow students, the younger students especially, had a sense of reverence or respect for what you did and what you accomplished in your fellow veterans?
I think they're more worried about sitting in the institution of higher knowledge and isolating themselves from what's really happening in the world, and it's more of a, I'm going to take care of me. Where back during this time of period, it was people that said, the country is bigger than me. And we've gotten away from that.
Rusty trained as a Navy SEAL, was back in his younger days. You joined, what was the service you joined before?
I was in the U.S. Navy, and then I entered a rescue swimmer school at Naval Air Station Pensacola.
And then it comes out of that in the business world and owned a business with his wife, and 9/11 happens and says, I'm joining the Guard. and needed an age waiver to join the Guard, goes with the military police of the 191 and ultimately ends up stationed at a place that took a lot of incoming fire, got an injury from a bomb, and had a traumatic brain injury and had some significant challenges getting, you know, ultimately the proper care and getting back to a position where he could again, you know, be among the living and be with your wife and your boys. It's been quite a challenge, so we certainly appreciate your service and obviously been recognized for your service with that Purple Heart and everything else, but it's quite a challenge, and I'm just amazed at the amount of bravery and the amount of courage and the things that happen from veterans. It is incredible, but I do worry about those younger folks, just like Hiram said and just like Rusty, you did as well. By the way, I have a text from your lovely wife, Marilyn, who said her and the boys wanted to give a shout-out to Dad and Hubby on Veterans Day.
Well, tell them thank you, and I'll be home soon. And just one other thing. When you did mention my wife, the families really endure quite a lot when their spouses wow. go overseas. And want to give a shout-out to them, too, and to the people in media that recognize this day and give the opportunity for a little bit of a platform for all these heroic stories of the past.
Yeah, and you know, these stories need to be told. Obviously, that's the best thing we can do to make sure they're told. That's why, Tom, I'm glad you and your family got that Guardian Angel book together about your dad, because those kind of stories help tell the story, you know?
Let me ask Hiram a question. You know, did anybody think that you were nuts or crazy? Any of your friends back then that were probably against it? Were, you know, one example, my dad, one of the missions he flew was, you know, 12 hours in 100% fogged in, being flying through flak, which is, you know, the Germans shooting long cannons up there, and in a formation with fighter pilots shooting at you, 60 below at 12,000 feet, 50% chance you weren't coming back. Did anybody tell you, Hiram, that you are nuts?
No, but I do have one interesting comment on this. Every time that I was having difficulty on one of my missions, my mother had nightmares. And she went to the local doctor, and the local doctor said ESP. She just told her outright that Hiram's having trouble, and you're the one that's closest to him. And it's interesting enough, they recorded every one of those, and when we came home, we compared it, and yes, it was.
Wow.
Hers was 7 hours different than mine, because she was having it during the night, and we were flying during the day. And now one thing I regret, we had some friends at home that were saving every Minneapolis paper on the days that was reported that the 8th Air Force had a mission. And at that time, I didn't think about really saving them. I wished I had now to see what they were saying here about what we were doing over there, because we know there was an awful lot of propaganda.
Yeah, for sure. Betty in Fargo has a question for Hiram. Go ahead, Betty, you're up.
Oh, thank you very much. Hiram, I was in England a number of years ago, and my host family that I was staying with took me to a small village. It's a very small village that had been used as an airstrip during the war, during World War II. And they took me back into the woods, and there was this marker of four pilots that were coming back for a leave from France, and one of them, his last name was Nelson from Fargo, and I could not believe you're standing in England, and it was a marker. He was one of the pilots that was killed in the crash. The plane was supposed to go into the village, and the pilot turned so they would crash in the woods and not hit anybody in the small village. Did you ever hear that story?
No, I didn't, but I can tell you a time when two of our planes at the same time, we were one of them with two engines out, and another plane had wounded on, and we violated what the tower was telling us. We both landed at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. Unreal. Betty, thanks. A very interesting story from you and Hiram as well. More coming up after this. Don't go away, folks. Celebrating veterans today.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. In this week's Safety Minute, NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discusses safe hunting practices.
You never take for granted the fact that you got a loaded weapon and knowing where everybody's at, because you can get excited, something can happen, you make these foolish mistakes just because you're in kind of the middle of the excitement of the hunt. And, you know, carrying a loaded weapon, obviously that weapon's there to kill. And unfortunately, a thousand times a year, it injures, and 100 of those, there's actually fatalities involved in it. So complacency, you just have to know what's going on with hunting and following the safety rules and practicing, knowing your firearm's capabilities, how far can you shoot. There's just so many things that a person really has to be aware of before you even step foot on the ground to hunt. Make sure you look ahead of you and don't shoot behind you. And there's so many things. I think talking, just simple things like being communicating to each other, that can save lives, that can prevent injuries.
For safe hunting tips and upcoming first aid CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
I'm Becky, and I quit smoking, but I waited until after I got severe lung disease to do it. Since then, I've had 7 chest tubes, 2 surgeries, 1 collapsed lung, and now I'm chained to this oxygen tank for the rest of my life. My tip is, quitting can be hard, but living with lung disease is harder.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to a very special Thanksgiving Day edition of What's on Your Mind. This program actually aired in its entirety live on Veterans Day. That's why today we're thanking veterans. Thanksgiving Day. Joan in Bismarck got a shout out for a veteran. Go ahead, Joan. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans you have there. My dad was a veteran of World War II. And the story about him was he took his brother's place in the draft. His brother was married and had kids, and I guess back then you could go serve for somebody else in your family if you wanted to. And he did. So proud of that fact. My second comment is I'm a pipeliner's wife, and I've been listening to you a long time commenting, you know, and I'm glad for your support. The pipeline is pretty much done, except for under the river. I don't know if they're working right now.
Oh, you're really fantastic. Well, that's great. I tell you, you know, I've been amazed at what you do. I mean, that's a job. That's a livelihood. Has been so disregarded in this whole story, you know, that somehow it's okay to just, you know, these people shouldn't have to do it and sit there, and there's been pauses in this thing, and now they want another one. So thank you for doing what you're doing. Glad you're getting it done, and get it under that river and be done, like so many other pipelines that have got that product to market safely, economically. It makes a lot of sense. So thanks for that, Joan. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your support.
You bet. Take care. Bob has a question for Hiram. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, how you guys doing? And we want to tell Hiram, thank you for your service, sir. I salute you. And I just wanted to ask you, I'm a veteran myself. I was in the 82nd Airborne Division, and I kind of got in the conversation a little late here, but I didn't catch what aircraft you flew, but I was wondering if you ever dropped any paratroopers, or if you knew any, or if any of your friends dropped any paratroopers.
Yes, I had one person that I grew up with, and he was a paratrooper, and I always wonder why they wanted to do that, because so many, remember when they went in on D-Day, that a lot of those were pulled over by C-47s, DC-3s, we called them, then their flight, what do you call that, the plane that was pulled, towed over there, and then that plane was left to go.
The glider.
Glider, yes, and the gliders were going, and a lot of those just were, you know, almost blown up by the time they were landed down the bottom. It had to be. And that's why they had to kill off the German Air Force before they invaded, or the invasion would have been just absolutely murderous, far more murderous than it was.
Did you ever go back in a B-17, Hiram? You ever go up in a B-17 after the war, you know, back home or go?
No, but I remember that. I can get free rides when I go to the Fargo Air Museum now because I'm a World War II vet, and so
there's
only a few of us left.
And, Tom, you have a good story about taking your dad out there to fly up in a B-17.
That is amazing. And when you said you had regrets, Hiram, I have a big regret because I took my sister and my brothers. We went there about 7 or 8 years ago. The actual B-17 landed, and we took a check ride once up around, and we're walking. There's lots of thousands of people there at the Fargo runway, and this total stranger came up to my dad. He was about my age, and my dad had a 401st bomb cap and a Legion coat, so you could obviously tell he was a veteran. And a total stranger came up to him and shook his hand and gave him a hug and said, "Thank you for being a veteran and defending our country for our freedom." And here I'm sitting just looking at this, and I go, gosh, you know, I never told my dad thank you. And my dad was kind of old school. He wasn't one that he loved us, but he never said he loved us. He was a little kind of cold. And I said, I said to myself, I'm going to thank my dad before he dies. And I never did. I always was a little bit, you know, just afraid of saying that to my dad because I grew up with him and stuff. So all those people out there, if you have a loved one, don't have any regrets and just say I thank you and give him a hug and shake his hand because of what they did. Because I regret that to this day when you said regrets, that I was gonna, and he died, and I never got a chance to do that. So thank you, Hiram.
Okay.
For fighting for our country.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, Hiram. Thank you. Appreciate what you did. Rusty, thank you. I mean, it's a great day to do that, whether you have a family member that was a veteran or not. Find a vet. Thank a vet. Least you can do today. Anything else you want to say, Hiram, before we let you go?
Yeah, my real concern is right now that I've heard people say, I'd like to see him draft me. Young kids today, and this is really disappointing. Is that what their country means for them?
Yeah, good point. Well, God bless you both. Thanks for telling some great stories about your dad, Paul, Tom, and Hiram Drockey. Thank you. Rusty, thank you. Leo McCalkey, when we come back, another B-17 World War II vet that we can honor on Veterans Day. On What's On Your Mind. Thank a vet today, folks. More coming up after this. Hour one is in the books of our special Thanksgiving Day edition of What's On Your Mind, saluting our veterans. Thankful for our veterans. Stay tuned. There's a whole other hour to come. More vets and more fun. Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's On Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month, and he said, you know what, the majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow, and that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap, these all-natural, earth-friendly best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.